All right, welcome to the only daily WNBA podcast ever. And today will be probably maybe our most controversial episode. Can you believe that? We're going to actually dedicate the whole episode to one player. Now, if I would ask a WNBA audience, what player are we going to choose? This episode will be our most controversial episode because we're just focusing on one player in the league. Who do you think we're talking about today? Number one, what do you think people will say?
Hint one.
Hint one? You want me to give a hint?
I'd say they'd probably... Go ahead.
I think this one hint, it's just a giveaway. Like, they would say the person right away. She's blonde.
Let's hear it.
I think people would instantly go, like, snap, would say it. And it's controversial.
Sophie Cunningham.
Boom. Boom. People are turning off the pod right now. Not for me. I say controversial with no warrant to that. I don't know why she is controversial, but she is. She's a polarizing figure in the WNBA, and it's for reasons that have nothing to do with her, almost. Just like the internet or... I really don't know. It's sort of puzzling. Maybe she isn't your typical WNBA star or favorite type or like crowd favorite in old school days. And then the new school, I feel like she's a very much big representation of the new audience, the new type of players in the league, the player that sort of represents us. Like, we're not your typical fan of the W. We're not the classic fan. We're kind of the new audience. They want big, more money. Here we are, the new audience, the new stars, and that's how you're going to get it. You're going to have to broaden your appeal, which it's there, but be accepting of that. But the club isn't, I guess. Am I? Also, shout out to you.
I'm going to go.
Oh, wait,
right,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
You're rocking a Wes Wilson look here in dedication to the Sophie Cunningham episode. We know that's her co-host in the Show Me Something. So you really look like him a lot, actually. Like, almost identical to me. The hat. I don't know if he wears a hat.
I'll take it as a compliment. You know, if I could be a poor man's version of him, that would be great. You know, I think it's pretty exciting for our pod that we're one of the 21 people that they follow.
Yeah, that is unreal. We keep wanting to thank them or give them some love, but our confidence is low, at least mine is. So I'm thinking like maybe it was an accidental follow. Maybe I don't mention anything. I just don't put it on their radar. Just stay under the radar. Keep her head down. We're grateful for the follow. We're shocked and honored that they're following us. But still, there's something in the back of my mind that goes, maybe this was by accident.
A slip of the thumb.
Like, whoop. But I don't think it was by accident. And again, we're really... we were over the moon when we saw that they follow us. So thank you to the pod, Show Me Some, for giving us some love there. You want to recap Sophie's?
So I'm going to go right to like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go from the start then.
Sort of the start is she's a... I won't go too deep into her college career, but she plays very much the same way she did in college as she does in the pros. She went to Mizzou. She averaged, I think, 17 points per game. Her three was okay, but a feisty player, a passionate player who plays exactly the way you saw her play on the Indiana Fever this year. So then she's the 2019 draft comes. She's in the second round, 13th pick. She gets plucked by the Phoenix, Mercury, and she was on that team until last season, where the Indiana Fever traded for her in like a 14 deal, I think. And that's the tale of the tape for her so far. She was, I thought, beloved on Phoenix. People, a really integral part of that fun team with Griner and Cloud. Their social media was very funny with her and all the other players on that team. And for some reason, when she joined the dark side, the Indiana Fever, the tables turned, I guess.
So I want to make a couple points. I feel like two things happened. Like, she was a very high IQ, like solid role player in the WNBA for the Indiana Fever. Obviously, you had somebody that moves the needle in Caitlin Clark, who's her teammate. And then, you know, we have a team that fouls her hard maybe more than one time. And then you see her getting her teammates back. I think, yeah, it was maybe controversial for some people. I don't know why it is. To me, defending your teammate is a good thing. But I think a lot of people also liked it. Like, you're going to defend your teammate. You're going to get your teammates back. And I think it kind of, like, brought her on people's radar. Like, even just going back to college, like, Kate Martin was not somebody necessarily, like, be a hard fouler to somebody that fouls CeCe. But she was kind of like her partner in crime. And if I recall, in 2024, Kate Martin was in the top 10 in WNBA jersey sales. So that's one. Number two, I think Sophie Cunningham is very outspoken of her truth, which I love. And for that, I think people consider that controversial. Like, I'm going to make a parallel, and I'm not saying that they are the same personality, but Draymond Green, he's not like a top scorer, but like, he is Steph Curry, who is one of the best three-point shooters, partner in crime. He gets him open. He doesn't care about his own personal accolades, and he's going to get his superstars back. And he has his own podcast, and he speaks his truth. And I feel like there's a lot of parallels between Sophie Cunningham and that. Like, she's going to make sure that her teammate superstar is protected, and she's going to speak her truth.
It's a great comparison. It's really on the money. You have a mega star, maybe the biggest star in the league, and then someone who's the enforcer. That's what Draymond is. And someone who speaks their mind. You love him or you hate him. That's really the Draymond way. I've been a big Draymond fan. Draymond Fran. Jeez. It's late over here. I've been a big Draymond Green fan for a while. And it's the same way as why we were fans of Sophie on Phoenix. It's just that type of player we gravitate to. Again, you root for her because of how many people, I don't know how many social videos I've seen. Here are my top five things I hate about the WNBA. And it's like, Sophie's number one. It's like, how does she get there? What happened? She's because she's blonde? Because she's tall? I don't know.
Honestly, my mind goes back to early 1990s FM radio, where they say Howard Stern's ratings are through the charts. His listeners keep listening because they want to hear what he's going to say next. What about the people that don't like him? Well, they listen because they want to hear what he's going to say next. She's polarizing. Like, whether you like her or hate her, like, she brings the viewers. So that's moving the needle. And she's involved in things outside of basketball. You know, she's got her pod, but, like, you know, she's doing some golf outing. She's involved with the Pacers. I think her and her man are friends with Tyrese Halliburton, who's, you know, an all-star, one of the premier young players for the Pacers. She's doing a lot of things outside the court as well, so...
That's sort of what inspired us to do the pod. She is not a starter on Indiana when everybody's healthy. She's sort of a sixth or even maybe seventh woman on the team. Her three-pointer, I mentioned it earlier, it's the best she's ever shot it in her basketball career, college or pro. So she's turning up. She's getting the minutes, but she's still not a starter. on a pro team. Yet this woman is everywhere. She's everywhere. She's more, I see her more than a lot of the big stars in the league, or the, you know, I think she's did a GMA appearance. Good Morning America.
What do you chalk that up to? What do you chalk it up to that she's on so many people's algorithms and she's like, you know, in the mix right now? What do you chalk that up to?
I'm just going to go off the top of the dome. This is where I've seen her. I think she was in Good Morning America doing with like Robin Roberts and Ginger Z. Whether that's your cup of tea or not, that's a huge deal. Then she goes to Hawaii for marathon training, ESPN College Game Day. Then she's at a NASCAR event with Sydney Sweeney, whose star is like through the roofs, A-lister through and through. She's at courtside Pacer games. It's the off season is just like we're just a month out, and she's everywhere. She's an Arby's like spokesperson. What do I contribute to? She's, I don't know. What do I contribute it to? Why her? Her personality? I think her personality is it. Because there's, I was joking when I say, why do people hate her? Because she's blonde and tall. There's a lot of blonde, tall women in the league. It's her personality. She's, if you go watch a warm, go, if you get a chance to see the Indiana Fever play, get it there early, watch the warmups. This woman, Sophie, doesn't stop talking in the best way. She's having a blast. She's chatting. She's joking. She's having fun. And that spills into her podcast and her social media appearances or network appearances. She just seems like she's having a blast everywhere she goes. And who doesn't want to watch somebody do that?
Absolutely. Did she have an MCL? Tell me what it was. Did she kind of like self-deprecate herself a little bit?
When she met Sydney Sweeney, what do you think she tweeted? I forgot we can't say it. We're a PG podcast.
Oh, well.
I forgot my hoo-ha's at home.
That probably comes on the heel. That comes probably on the heels of what Sydney Sweeney wore the other night, right? In the gray, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it goes on the heels, but.
And that's kind of a controversial name too. It's amazing. Like she's doing a collab with Sydney, and that kind of is a controversial name because of the Levi's commercial, if I'm not mistaken. You know, she did a commercial where I'm pretty sure a lot of people did not like the line that she said in the commercial about something about her jeans, but they took it as a certain way. And I think Sydney was pressed in a interview recently, and she said, if I have anything, you know, that I want to make comment on, I'll make sure that people hear about it. So that could be a little bit too, you know, being with another quote unquote controversial figure right now.
Yeah, I like to think Sophie's a high IQ individual. She knew very well that posting a photo together with Sydney Sweeney, who is also polarizing, and now you got the most polarizing player in the WNBA with her, she knew it would stir the pot a little bit. She posted it with a funny tweet. And it just was so Sophie, so on the nose. It's what you want from her. And come on, you got two of the biggest rising stars in their own fields together at a NASCAR event. USA, USA. Come on, whether you like it or not, that's America, baby.
I mean,
everybody's welcome. That's the best part.
You said the quiet part out loud. I'm wondering if that's maybe where some of the hate comes from, is that, you know, maybe some of the people that she's hanging out with or some of the events she's doing kind of leans a certain way politically. And I'm sure some people aren't exactly thrilled by that.
Yeah. We're, you know, online, Sophie does have the nickname MAGA Barbie, which was just created by trolls, I guess. the Barbie thing is a pretty troll calling you a Barbie. That's pretty complimentary, but I guess it's a shot politically. Everything is political nowadays, so maybe that is what some of the hate stems from. And again, I guess Sydney lines up in that.
I think that's probably true.
Well,
yeah,
it's got to be political. We watch sports, so we're basketball not political, talk. Huh?
I know. It's the escape. I was going to say, just strictly basketball-wise, she did have the MCL injury at the end of the season. I do think she's going to come back 100% from it. She is an unrestricted free agent, although I think that she's, you know, she's kind of hinted her loyalty to Indiana, so I do expect her to re-sign there. But I'm interested, you know, her testing the free market, see what else is out there. You know, we have a lot of CBA going on, and you know, people have said the podcast is maybe a conflict of interest. I don't really see how, you know, as much as I see with some other people that are in the league, that are running other leagues,
think,
and maybe the president of the Players Association.
On the Show Me Some pod, Sophie calls out Nafisa Collier saying, how is it not a conflict of interest that this woman is running the competition right now to the W and also negotiating for the W players? Just it's hard to fathom.
She's saying what everybody's thinking. So I like that she's speaking her truth there.
Mm-hmm. And then you had a take on Project B.
I do.
The Saudi funded women's league that's supposedly going to launch next year.
This might be, you know, a hot take or super controversial, or call me conspiracy, but Project B, they're talking about this league where they're going to pay WNBA players millions of dollars. And you've heard one big name say, you know, I'm possibly going to go over there. This is also happening at the same time that the WNBA CBA negotiations are going on. The WNBA is not going to want to lose their top players. Is this a leveraging tool, and is Project B a league that is never going to exist? They're just using it to pump those numbers up for the salaries?
That gives you me slow clap vibes there, because reports are now it's not imploding. But Project B was like, LeBron James is recruiting. Maverick Carter's in the mix. Saudi's going to fund it. They're looking for $5 billion. Now it's like, oh, LeBron James wasn't recruiting. Maverick Carter is no longer involved. And now we have Alana Beard, who's the head of
Project
B.
Like, imagine all these stories are just, they're just leveraging chips. They could just be leveraging chips to try to get those numbers up, thinking, we can't lose our players. We got to pay them finally, which would be brilliant if it's true.
That would be brilliant. That would be something else. Hey, I'll take that. I'll put my tinfoil hat on for that. That would be something. Huh. We'll see if it works, I guess. I don't know if how it goes. I don't think negotiations are
moving. We got one more 30-day extension.
Another 30-day extension.
Kind of been at a standstill. They got another 30-day negotiation possibly. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm very excited, though, to hear. We do have women's college basketball that's just kicking off. So, you know, we got something to scratch our itch a little bit. You know, I'm pumped. I couldn't be more excited for women's basketball right now.
Yeah, me neither. Unrivaled starts in January. I think they might kick off the season in Philly, which we'll try to get to. Obviously, Sophie Cunningham's not playing.
A getaway.
And I don't think she played in the first season. She wasn't invited to Unrivaled. It just goes to show you how much her star has jumped. She wasn't in the top 35 players in the league, according to the heads of Unrivaled. She wasn't invited to play, I guess. I mean, so that says something right there. We'll see what Sophie does. Feel like she's got media in her future, maybe a Victoria's Secret runway guest. I know she said that on her pod. That's a goal of hers when she saw Angel Reese on the runway. Get me on that runway. Get me on that runway. Uh-oh. And then she actually mentioned her hoo-ha's again. Now we're talking hoo-ha.
What'd she say?
I don't have the hoo-ha's for it. I disagree completely with that statement. Victoria's
Secret. I've never looked,
back,
so I don't know. Nor do I care.
Say that again.
Nor do I care, nor do I know what I see. I don't know. I don't know, nor do I care, but I don't know what the Victoria's Secret prerequisites are.
That's a great. Hey, prerequisites. You got to be a woman. And that's it, I think, right? I don't know how much.
That's it.
That's it. Pretty much
and
it.
And be able to walk.
And be able to walk in heels.
You need to be able to walk the runway, too.
Give some sass. Bring some, I don't know, be a little fierce. I'm trying to think of these words, you know? But
maybe give a blue steel.
Give a blue steel? No.
Magnum?
A little magnum? Turn to your left. I could only turn to... Wait, he can only turn to his left or he can't turn left?
He can't turn left. He's an Amni Turner.
She has to work on her turn?
To go back to that movie. To go back to that movie, you know when they say about Owen Wilson, Hansel, so hot right now, Hansel. Like he's the it right now. It's kind of like Sophie, so hot right now, Sophie. She's like the 100%. It, she's the it factor.
That's it. On that note, I think we close out this pod. Sophie, so hot right now, Sophie. And she really is. We'll love to see her on the Victoria's Secret runway. She's 6'1". Come on. Hoo-ha. We're not hoo-ha this, hoo-ha that. Who cares, you know? That's what I'm saying. Get her on that runway next year. We would love to see it. Sophie's, you know, she's kills it in those tunnel looks with her fashion. So, Sophie, so hot right now. I was going to do a blue steel, but I would embarrass myself.
Sophie. I think when we post this episode, you got to get a Zoolander post with that Hansel quote.
All right. Okay. I'll do that. Hey, guys, thanks for looking in. Hopefully you guys didn't unfollow us after this episode. But if you did, we really don't care. All right. We'll see you tomorrow as we do this every day. Thanks for listening.